Okay, let's take item 1279.
Authorize the city to intervene in a proceeding in the matter of the United States of America versus Linton Plywood Association, U.S. District Court, case number 314-1772, pending in the United States District Court for the District of Oregon.
Ms. Klinger, welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm Nancy Klinger, Senior Deputy in the City Attorney's Office. Good afternoon. I'm here to discuss a proposed resolution to intervene in litigation between the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the Linton Plywood. And the Linton Plywood Association. I'll tell you what the case is and what the city's interests are in intervening in this matter. Linton Plywood operated a mill from about the 1950s through around 2001. They have closed the mill. They have wrapped up most of their financial dealings, but not all. One of the things that they are doing is trying to settle their liability that may be related to the Portland Harbor Superfund site. They approached the U.S. EPA. EPA entered a complaint against Linton Plywood Association in November regarding their liabilities, and then with that complaint, they also entered a proposed consent decree to settle those liabilities. The settlement will address Linton Plywood Association's past and future liabilities for the Portland Harbor Federal Superfund site, and it provides them with protection against the claims of others who may have claims against them for cleanup contribution claims. The city supports this settlement, and it's conducted under a process called an ability to pay. When you have an entity that has finite resources, there is a program that EPA has to settle their liabilities as quickly as possible, as anything's possible in Superfund. It's not a matter that the settlement is inefficient. The issue is that how EPA has structured this settlement, which is likely to be one of the early settlements of many, has two problems that concern the city, and they're disturbing precedents. The first one is that it will extinguish the rights of the parties who have stepped up and paid for the remedial investigation and feasibility study. This would be the Lower Willamette Group, which the city is a member of. The settlement extinguishes those liabilities without even recognizing them. We are not looking to extract additional funds from the Linton Plywood Association and don't believe they're there, but we also do not want to see a settlement proposal that does not even recognize that those claims exist, which extinguishes them. The other concern is the fairness of this settlement template and how EPA uses the money that it receives in the settlement. EPA is not constrained from using it in a general Superfund fund. It is not dedicated to the Portland Harbor Superfund site, and we would like it to be dedicated to cleanup within Portland Harbor first, and if there were funds left over at the end of the day, they could go to the general fund. So it's a positive step to be able to have a party like the Linton Plywood Association achieve a settlement. But our office is recommending that we intervene in this suit. Currently, while it's during, I forgot to mention earlier, they have a public comment period simultaneously when they lodge the proposed settlement in court. And we are within this public comment period. And so we'd like to intervene and resolve these issues with EPA quickly and not cause delay, but also not set a troubling precedent for future settlements that we feel are imminent.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Any questions for Nancy? Very good report. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it's a resolution. We'll take a roll call vote.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you.